Hi, this is Ann Weiser Cornell, and I'm here with Lucinda Hayden.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome. Pull up a chair. There's lots of room for everyone. Mm-hmm. And this is a call for Get Bigger Than What's Bugging You, which is five practices that can help when you feel stressed, when you feel overwhelmed. Let's just mention some of the reasons why we might want to get bigger. You know, so often in life feels like it's turns around and bites us. There was that Ashley Brilliant card many years ago. I can handle one day at a time, but sometimes several days attack me at once. And so feeling like whatever's going on is too much for you, feeling so stressed. Sometimes we're stressed for a good reason. There's something that's just too much. No, life has thrown us a curve. It feels like there's family situation that's suddenly really bad or really needs a lot of attention, or maybe it's financial or something at work. Something that just feels too much. And, or it might feel like what's going on in your life, you know, isn't that big a deal, but somehow it feels too much for you anyway. And when you feel so beaten down, overloaded, on a hair trigger, ready to snap, ready to lash out at somebody, or feeling like you're small, in relation to all the things that are piled on top of you, maybe it's not that there's one thing, but it feels that there are too many things. And this is such a common situation these days. Sometimes it feels like the world has become a place where this kind of stress is more and more common. And then we very commonly try to handle this by maybe talking ourselves down from it, like explaining to ourselves that this doesn't help or it's not a good idea to get upset, and or we just try to distract ourselves somehow with television or eating or something like that. Or we try to just be strong and pull it together. And somehow none of these things really work either, because we're operating there from a paradigm where you either feel or you don't feel, right? That's the tradition. That's the from the Midwest of the United States where I grew up. You either feel or you don't feel, and if you don't like your feelings, try not to feel them. So the only thing we can do with feelings that we don't like or that are too much for us is try not to feel them. But what's really wonderful is that there is a third way. There is a way to have your feelings and not in any way suppress them, push them away, deny them. There's a way to allow your feelings and at the same time be bigger than they are, not be pushed around by our emotional life. Have our intelligence, have our wisdom that comes from being bigger than our feelings. And we call that getting bigger than what's bugging you. We call that being your larger self. So the wisdom that's in the emotional life is included rather than pushed away. So how wonderful, how remarkable it is to be completely accepting of myself as I am, to not be afraid of my emotional life, to not feel like I have to manage or control or stuff or change the way I feel. I can be with how I feel, because in how I feel is going to be some kind of wisdom, some kind of intelligence. And so these five processes we're going to show you today that are all part of the Get Bigger Than What's Bugging You program. Each one is simple and adds a remarkable ability, something you can bring to your life every day. We're going to try them together here, give you a chance to tell me how it feels to try each one. I just want to say a word about where it came from, this Get Bigger Than What's Bugging You program. Because I am a teacher of focusing, and I have been a teacher of focusing for about 30 years now. Focusing is a process of gentle listening to yourself. It includes accepting and allowing all your feelings. And I'm dedicated to teaching focusing to as many people as possible. And I also like, I've been searching for quite some time for a way that I could find very simple processes that are so easy to use and so transmittable that people could easily give them to each other. People could easily give them to their coworkers, to their children, to their parents, and use them every day. And focusing itself, very rewarding process. We'll tell you a little more later how you can learn more about that. And takes a while to practice and learn, not something that's very easy necessarily to tell somebody else about. So I was open, available, noticing that what would be nice is if there was some kind of process, some methodology, some part of the focusing process that I could easily show to others, that we could easily teach to other people, that we could pass on to other people. And then I got an email. This woman wrote to me and said, "You don't know me. I'm not your student. But you've changed my life because someone who is taking a course with you," or maybe, Lucinda, it was someone who was taking a course with you. This woman wrote and said, "I was so upset yesterday. It was both my daughter's graduation from college, and it was the anniversary of my twin brother's death, and all of that coming at the same time, I just felt I was falling apart. I couldn't handle it. I was so upset. And my friend who's taking your course, Lucinda Hayden's course, my friend said, try saying something in me. And I tried it. Something in me is so upset. And she said, thank you, because that made it possible to get through the day. It made it possible for me to be with my feelings instead of being burdened by them and finding them too much. So I thought, I've got it. That's it. Saying something in me is the first process. And very quickly, once I got that clue, I could sense what the other four would be. So somehow it felt right to have five of them. Right? So we're going to start with number one. And number one, as I just said, is the magic three words, something in me. So we'll start by turning to you. Why do the words something in me make such a big difference? Well, let's try it first. Let's give this first process a try. And then we'll talk about why it makes such a difference. Because all of these processes for getting bigger than what's bugging you help because they let you access more of your full self, more of who you are. And what happens when we get caught up in emotional overwhelm is we get narrow, we get small, we get identified with only a part of ourselves. And so we lose some of our intelligence, both our emotional intelligence and the rest of our intelligence. We lose some of our ability to have a perspective, to act wisely, and to act with capacity, ability. And it's very hard to shift that by trying not to feel what we're feeling. Really not possible. But we can shift it by getting bigger. So let's give this a try. So asking all of you, those of you who are listening here on the call, to pick a difficult emotion that you're feeling now or you've felt recently. Just sensing back through the week past. Maybe something happened, something irritated you, or upset you, or troubled you, or frightened you. It could be a very minor incident. I was pulling out of a parking place, and I was in a hurry, and somebody came so close to hitting me, and I felt scared, and also kind of ashamed of myself for not being more careful. So asking everybody, do you have one, Lucinda, that comes to mind?
Yes, I just I got an email today that was I would have in the past just responded to in kind of a knee-jerk fashion. And so I paused and sensed the feeling that came up for me, something in me feeling kind of nervous about this email or and wanting to respond in the old way by just being with it in this way that we do.
Wow.
I got into my larger self, and I responded in the way that was really more true.
So yeah, that's a perfect example. Mm-hmm. Even just a moment in responding to an email, what a difference it can make. So your first reaction was something like nervous, like an inner pressure to respond quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So everybody is thinking of an example, a recent incident, and make a sentence. This is the, and maybe even write it down if you've got a piece of paper handy. Make a sentence that starts with the words, I feel. So even if you're not actually feeling it right now, let's say that sentence in the present tense. I feel, and then put your feeling in there. And let it be some difficult feeling, because if you pick a positive feeling, that complicates the matter. So I feel scared, I feel irritated, I feel nervous, I feel a pressure to respond, I feel tired, I feel bored, I feel frightened, I feel angry, I feel upset, okay? So everybody is writing down your sentence, maybe a simple three-word sentence that is true of you now or has been true of you recently, okay? And now, here's the invitation to make a second sentence. Write it down if you want to. Something in me feels. The sentence is just the same, except you're changing the word I to the words something in me. So if it was something in me, if it was I feel scared, your new sentence is something in me feels scared. If it's I feel nervous, your new sentence is something in me feels nervous. If it's I feel angry, your new sentence is something in me feels angry. That's not difficult. But there's one more part to this exercise, okay? You have your second sentence now. There's one more important part to this exercise. And feel the difference. And slow down and let your awareness drop down into your body and feel what difference does it make. And be honest, because not all of you may get the results or enjoy the impact that we do when we make this change. And we're just purely curious about how many of you notice a difference here. I feel scared. Something in me feels scared. I feel scared. Something in me feels scared. Using your word, notice what's the difference and be curious. What's the difference that you feel right there? And when you notice a difference and you'd like to tell us what it is, press your number one key on your phone or your Skype keypad. We'll just hear from a couple of people who want to tell us what was the difference you noticed between I feel emotion and something in me feels emotion. Hi, Nancy.
Well, it seems like the first one, it feels like I'm in my head and my head is everything. And the second one feels like it's below my head in my body. So it is above it.
So saying with something in me has dropped you down from your head into your body. That's a nice result.
Yeah.
I like that. Let's see who else. Jackie, go ahead.
I feel less in control, and it feels uncomfortable.
So when you changed it from what was your first sentence?
I feel scared.
I feel scared.
And then when something in me feels scared, I felt less in control. I thought, oh,
all right.
What do I do now?
Okay. So that surprises me, but I remain curious. From I feel scared to something in me scared, you felt less in control. You may like one of our later methods. Let's stay with that, Jackie. Becky, go ahead.
When I said I feel scared, then I found myself imagining saying that to someone else.
Mm.
When I said something in me feels scared, then it was kind of like it was just a part of me, and there was another part of me that was also there.
So I feel scared kind of pointed you outward to saying it to someone else. And something in me feels scared. Sorry?
I needed some reassurance or something from somebody else.
Because
there wasn't any room for me to give it to myself.
Okay. And when you said something in me feels scared, you could tell there was company. There was something
company, right, yeah.
Inside you that was company. Great. Thank you so much.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to take one more person and then go on because I do definitely want to get all five into this hour. Suzanne. Yeah.
Okay. So when I was saying I feel small, it just felt like so overwhelming, just so big. And
uh-huh.
When I say something in me, I just felt like I could accompany that part of me.
I feel small brings a feeling of overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And something in me feels small brings a feeling of...
Yeah,
I can accompany.
I can be with. It's just a part. It's not all. It is big. It's not big anymore.
There you go. It's not big anymore. In fact, who's big is me. I'm big.
Mm.
So that was lovely. Thank you. So many other people would like to tell us how it was, and we're going to move to our next practice. These are five practices for getting bigger than what's bugging you. The second practice is to say hello to it. So it follows the first one. So when you've said, everybody can follow this practice now into the second, from the first to the second. When you have your sentence, I feel scared, something in me feels scared, okay, and notice how that feels. And now, say hello to it. Okay, so we've started by shifting from I feel to something in me feels, and that shift alone brings a lot of empowerment. It often brings a sense of empowerment, a sense of being bigger. And then I am saying hello to the something. So I'm sensing something in me is scared, and I am saying hello to it. And so the I who's able to say hello to something that feels scared is this larger self that we're becoming, the bigger self. We're moving into that sense of that larger self. So we pause, we notice that there's a feeling. I feel scared, I feel irritated, I feel angry, I feel upset. Something in me feels scared. And I, now our I is coming in back in here. Something in me feels scared, and I am saying hello to it. Another way you could say this is, I am saying a gentle hello to it. So this might be a practice that you make part of your daily life. You pause and turn toward what you're feeling. Saying hello is not saying I love you. You don't have to like what you're feeling in order to say hello to it. But what is happening when we say hello? We're acknowledging it. We're meeting it as it is. There's a simple quality of contact that's not judging, that's neither pushing nor pulling, that's like a light touch of awareness. I'm saying hello to it. And what you're acknowledging is something that is in process. It is in process. So there's a simple acknowledgement of a process, and because it's being acknowledged, that process can actually happen more easily. So you turn toward something in you and said hello to it. Tell us what you noticed. What did you become aware of? And press that number one key if you feel like sharing. What difference does it make to now say hello? Alicia.
Hi, Anne. I want to go back to your introduction and ask you something that I'm a little stuck on right now. You said we often feel or don't feel. And the don't feel is a pretty common coping mechanism for me. So when I don't feel, it is not easy to start with, you know, something in me is scared, because I haven't yet identified that I or something in me might be scared.
Uh-huh.
So do you have an advice or an idea how, you know, to cut into these simple pieces out of focusing something in me saying hello when you just don't feel?
Well, even though you don't feel, you feel there is some awareness that you have, or you wouldn't know that a feeling is missing. So there's like an absence or a sense of numbness, perhaps. Right?
So you could name that. Something in me is numb. I'm saying hello. So,
that's
that's obvious.
No, that's okay. It's a wonderful question. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Yeah, but it is so simple once you say it.
That's great. Thanks, Alicia, for that wonderful question. We're going to continue to invite people who want to tell us how it was to say hello. Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, my issue was being frightened also, and what arose was a sadness, like a flash of sadness when I said hello to it.
Ah, and is that okay? Does that feel all right?
Oh, it felt fine. It felt sad, but it felt fine.
Yeah, so
it felt like
more comes. Because there you are turning toward something in you that's frightened and saying hello to it. And then you start sensing there's a further process there. Sad comes. It sounds great to me. Yeah. Yeah. Lovely. So one of the things that can happen is something more comes there. Ah, Jackie, you told us that saying something in me felt like you were in less control. What happened when you said hello?
I realized that I was saying hello from my core self. And then I realized that I wasn't in that space when I started it.
Right.
I was caught up in being frightened and scared, and therefore felt I needed to be in control. But as soon as I remembered presence, then everything settled down.
Well, so it's interesting to notice that for you, just the word something in me didn't help you access that larger self. But it did help you when you added the words, I'm saying hello to it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's the recognition of the other in me.
I figured we were going to get to that in one of our later practices. Thank you so much. Thanks, Jackie. Yeah. Let's bring one more person into this discussion. Hi, Gordon. Go right ahead.
Oh. Well, for me, the feeling was frustration about something I've been reading.
Ah, yes.
And then the second step was good. I felt like there was some compassion for myself. And then when I did say hello to it, I was a little surprised because quite a bit of fear came up.
Ah.
To what happened with the last person. Suddenly the fear came up, and I actually then thought, oh, there's something wrong here.
So you've actually made a step that's got you maybe worried, perhaps, or
yeah.
Concerned?
I mean, I think I can see that there's some fear under this frustration.
There was fear under the frustration.
Yes.
And you're wondering, oh, okay, where's this leading me?
Yeah.
Well, let's find out. We're going to stay with the process here.
Okay.
Great, great. Okay, wonderful. Let's move to our third practice. Because they're very related to each other, and we're kind of in a movement here where you can feel how one moves to the next, and they build on each other. The third practice, and you can keep stay. If you're with something now, you've said hello to it, right? And maybe just take some time now to have your feet on the floor, your seat on the chair, if you're sitting, and have your breath. Let your body come into this. This is a process that's greatly helped by sensing your body. Feeling the support of what you're resting on. And you've said, I'm upset. Something in me is upset. I'm saying hello to it. Now we're going to add our third practice. And the third practice is to let a gentle hand move to the place where you're feeling something. Let a gentle hand go there. Now, sometimes you don't even know where you're feeling it. So you might be asking, how do I let a gentle hand move to something that I don't even know where I'm feeling it? But see what would happen if I say to you, let a gentle hand go there, and let your hand move. See what your hand knows about where in your body might need some company right now. So I'm sensing something in me, scared, upset, worried, tired, overwhelmed, something in me. I am saying hello to it, and I'm going to let a gentle hand move to it. And notice where your hand goes. Notice what your hand does. In some cases, you were feeling it already in your heart, in your throat, in your stomach, your jaw, your face, your eyes. Wherever in your body it is, your hand moves there. You find your hand moving there. And what's happening is your hand is you. Your hand represents you giving company to what you feel. And so this touch, let a gentle hand go there, it's not like rubbing, right? You're not trying to make the feeling go away. So I would not even do a stroking movement. The touch of the hand is a touch of keeping company, being with what's there. There's a story about this. There was a man who had an ache in his upper chest because his son was ill and in the hospital, and he was quite worried about his son, caring so much about him, and he was walking around all day feeling this ache, you know, whenever he had to be at work and couldn't be at the hospital with his son. So following this practice, he let a gentle hand move to his upper chest where the ache was. And at that moment, with the hand there, he could feel his body letting go of some of the worry. So he is not becoming uncaring toward his son, right? But the hand, he is now giving company to the place in him that's worried. And so he feels now a sense of renewed kindness toward himself and strength that he can take to his son the next time he visits in the hospital. So how different that is from pushing his feelings away in order to try to be strong. Instead, he's giving company to his feelings, and he is more strong. So tenderness and strength are right next to each other. They're not opposites. So this process of letting a gentle hand go there, people, go ahead and notice what you become aware of when you let a gentle hand move to something in you. Something in you that's been feeling tired, stressed, scared, frustrated. You've said, something in me feels. You've said hello to it. Now let a gentle hand move there. And now, very important, notice what difference that makes. Let your body show you what it's like. What happened? What happens when you let that gentle hand go there and your body reacts to that? So please go ahead and let us know. Press your number one key to show us that you're ready to say what happened when you did that, Deborah.
Very surprised.
Ah.
That fear didn't know what to do, and yet it wanted to move. So having my hand there moved into my heart, and I could feel a greater sense of presence.
Uh-huh.
Really could. Surprised by this.
Yeah, so you're just taking time to take in how surprising it is.
So I didn't feel alone, so that sense of not being alone, I could be there for me.
You could be there. All you did was move your hand.
That was it.
And that feeling in the body of, I can be there for me, I am not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
I love it. It makes me very happy to hear that. Thank you, Deborah. I'm going to see who else wants to tell something about moving the gentle hand. Mary Lynn, go ahead.
Hi. I first felt just the warmth from my hand, and
yes,
then very, very supported and held and not alone.
Okay. So the warmth was first, and then what, that's followed by supported, held, not alone. Isn't that wonderful? That just with a simple movement of the hand, we can give that to ourselves. Thank you so much. Let's invite somebody else. There's so many people on the call, I have to scroll to find out who's here. Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Okay? Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, when I put my hand onto my heart, there's both, this wasn't what I was feeling earlier, what I was working on earlier, but there's this, what came last night is there again, and there's that hand there. There's two things. There's that fearfulness and that gentle withness.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to tell you that last night I flew into Buffalo, and it was dark, and it was rainy, and there was turbulence for the last 10 minutes of the flight in a small plane. And so something in me became very frightened.
Mm-hmm.
And my hand went up to my chest and just stayed there with it for the 10 minutes until we finally landed. And I had the same experience I'm having now. There was, the fear never went away,
mm-hmm,
but it was localized in my chest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there now, kind of not in the same, it's kind of more of a, anything bad could happen and I couldn't stop it feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that sense of, I'm not flying this plane.
Uh-huh. It told you a bit about what was so scary. It let you know that, you know, being not the one flying or anything bad could happen was what the
scared.
I can't control
this.
Yeah.
And it's going to hurt, and it's not nice. And,
mm-hmm,
and then there's that other part, which is completely caramel, soft, present, not really changing anything that's happening,
mm-hmm,
but I'm with you feeling that it's extremely comforting,
mm-hmm,
feeling very like something with me.
And what I love about what you're saying, Elizabeth, which is really part of the very important point Lucinda and I are making in this call, is not changing anything.
That
so,
changed.
And it didn't change.
And that's why I think that scaredness is here again.
Uh-huh.
You know, it isn't completely, I'll never be afraid again.
Yeah, the scaredness is here again now. It's come again now. And what I want to say is there is something more than just these five practices. I know we haven't done all five yet, but I wanted to pause right here in the call and say these five practices to get bigger than what's bugging you are a way to completely accept and be with how you feel. And they are a way of really changing your experience in the middle of your daily life so that you don't feel overwhelmed, so that you feel you have company, so that your stress begins to relax. But there is something more. There's something missing or something incomplete about just these five practices. They do have the effect that we're showing you. And the more would have to do with the rest of the focusing process. Because these five practices are like the beginning. They're like setting the stage for the rest of focusing. And they're so transformative all by themselves. They're something that can already change our life. And if what you would like is even more, is to be able to sit with something that you're feeling, and with this quality of acceptance and company, to be its listener and sense the forward life direction that's held in that part, then we have focusing training. We have focusing training coming up by phone. You can take it from anywhere in the world. Anyone who's on this call live right now will be able to be live for that focusing training because it's at about the same time of day. We have a discount for that training for people who are on this call. It starts on November 2nd. It's 5 weeks. And the other nice thing about being on this call right now is that you know you can call our system. You see how people raise their hands and they get called on. Well, the big difference is that in the Level 1 focusing training called The Door Opens, there won't be 163 people on the line. So there's a lot of personal attention. There's a lot of teaching. You get to learn how to be a focusing partner. There's paired practice. Right, Lucinda?
Yes. Yes, and I love getting to know people. As you said, there's not as many people, and so I love to really get to know people personally. And one of the wonderful things about the Level 1 is that a private session with me is included in it. And so in that time that we spend together, I get to know each person in the class and get to sense more into, you know, what they're wanting to get from the class, and they get to know me more. And they also get to experience how much more there is to this, because these tools that you're sharing with everybody right now, Anne, are so powerful. And there's subtlety. There's more to the process that as we learn it, it can go even deeper.
And there's support in being able to apply these processes even in the most difficult times of life.
Mm-hmm.
And learning how to be a focusing partner, which means you can learn how to offer these skills and exchange them with other people in your life, with the result of really great improvements in relationships and great improvements in ability to live a fuller life, go for what you really desire your life to become, your life purpose, your life intention, more health, less pain. So we're going to get back to our two more practices that we're going to share with you before the end of the hour, but I'm so in love with the program that Lucinda and I have created, starting with that Level 1, The Door Opens Focusing Course, and we're very touched and impressed that so many people came on this call. We want to give a gift to you for coming on this call if you haven't had Level 1 Focusing, or if you have but you know somebody else who might like it. The $25 discount, it's a $25 gift to you by putting in the coupon code GETBIGGER25. So GETBIGGER25 is the coupon code, and I'll repeat that later. So it's all capitals, no spaces, Get Bigger, and then the two numbers, 25. So when you sign up for any Level 1 course, the first 25 people who sign up after this call will get our Get Bigger 25 discount. And we will remind you about that again later. Do you want to say any more, Lucinda?
No, I think we don't have time. I would love to tell them more about how it's helped me, but I'll save that for
okay.
Level 1.
Well, yeah, there you go. And maybe there'll be time at the end. But let's make sure we give people the full experience
Absolutely.
Of all five practices. So the fourth practice We're ready to move now to the fourth practice, and this is such a very, very important one. Really, in many ways, my favorite. So we've got something in me. We've got I'm saying hello to it. We've got letting a gentle hand go there. And then say the whole thing again and start your sentence with the words, I'm sensing. I am sensing. Okay? So letting awareness drop down into your body so you can really feel the difference this makes. And your original sentence, I'm scared, or whatever it was. And then, I am sensing something in me is scared. And I'm saying hello to it. So I am sensing. I am sensing. And this brings our I to the very start of the sentence. So this is a process where I gets bigger and where you become the I that you truly are. So often what's happening when our emotional states take us over is that we are losing our large I and we are becoming identified with a small state, a partial state. When you say, I'm scared, part of the problem is that that's actually untrue. It's not all of you that's scared. Yeah, you are scared, but not all of you. Doesn't it feel more true to say, I'm sensing something in me is scared? And notice what happens when you say it that way. When you say, I'm sensing something in me is scared. Right? We're noticing what happens when we say it that way. So, for example, we tell the story of Talia, who'd been feeling a lot of fear and anxiety ever since losing her job. That's a pretty serious thing to have happen. And at the same time, she heard she might not be able to stay in her apartment. Well, these are very serious real-world stresses. She pauses to feel her body support, okay? And all of these practices start with a pause. So pausing to feel your body support. Maybe do this right now as I'm saying it. Your feet, your seat, your back, whatever part of your body's in contact. You can do this while standing as well. In that case, your body support comes through your feet and the structure of your body. And now, pause freshly and ask how you're feeling. So in Talia did this. She felt scared and anxious. I'm losing my job, might lose my apartment. Feeling scared and anxious. So she brings a gentle hand to that, practice number three. She says, something in me is feeling scared and anxious. But she's still feeling a little shaky, she'd like even more of a sense of being bigger. And so then she says, maybe taking a deeper breath, I'm sensing. I am here. I am the one who can sense this, and I am sensing something in me feeling scared and anxious. Okay? So try that yourself right now with the same place you've been being with up till now, turning toward it, also feeling your body support, and now say to yourself inside, I am sensing. I'm the one who can sense. That something in me is feeling scared and anxious, or whatever your words are. I say hello to that. And maybe the gentle hand moves as well. And notice how that feels. Notice what difference it makes. Does it make a difference to say, I am sensing? Yeah? And let us know, press your number one key to let us know you felt this made a difference to say, I'm sensing. I am the one who can sense something in me. Feel free to press the number one key. If you feel like telling us what you noticed, there's no right or wrong here. We're purely curious what you might be noticing from saying it this way. Betsy, go ahead.
Yes, hi. When I say I am sensing something in me feels angry, for instance, I do feel this larger sense of, I guess it's an identity, or it's hard to describe what it is. Sometimes I think it sort of looks like a large enclosure, like a big circle or something.
Mm.
And like a big, almost like a, it's all, like I'm within it, but I am big. I am a large circle.
It feels like you are big. And you get the sense of a large circle. Interesting.
Yeah, it's, and the by emphasizing the I, it brings me to that.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't emphasize, if we didn't emphasize that, it mm-hmm. would be the same.
So without, yeah. With all the others, like something in me, I'm saying hello to it, or moving a gentle hand, something's not there yet mm-hmm. that comes when you say, I am sensing. And that's this larger circle that you are. Oh, that's so nice, Betsy. Thanks. So let's see. Kathy, go ahead.
It seemed like that there was this further separation from the emotion, and that, I don't know, almost as though there was an adult present taking care of.
Oh, wow. There's a further separation from the emotion, and almost like an adult has come into the room, the kind of adult who can take care. That's lovely, Kathy. That's
yeah,
how
a
A strong, calm adult, right? Not all adults are always strong and calm, but this was a strong, calm adult. Lovely. And that comes when you say, I am sensing. I am the one who's sensing. Very nice. Thank you. Becky, go ahead. What did you notice?
This time I felt like when I said I'm sensing and tried to imagine this larger I felt kind of like a fake, like that just really isn't.
You felt like a fake. I'm so glad you said that, because I don't recommend trying to imagine that you are a larger I. It almost sounds like failure's built in if we try to imagine that, right? So rather than that, just say, I'm sensing, and notice how you feel. Because the larger I is not something you have to try to be. It's something you already are. And these simple practices are just helping your body remember what you already are. So no need to search or look for or try to be a larger I. That really would feel like a fake. So I really love that you told us that. Yeah? Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much. Lori, go ahead.
I had a shift in the feeling.
Uh-huh.
Feeling changed from annoyed to fear.
So it started out being something annoyed, and when you said, I'm sensing something in me is annoyed, they started sensing
deeper.
Something is deeper. There's something underneath. There's something afraid underneath. And then I am sensing something is afraid. I have a feeling, you and several other people have really been using this process today to take some steps into a deeper contact with yourself. That's really lovely. I think our fifth practice also is going to really help with these experiences of feelings coming underneath. You know? And when you're self in presence, when you really have that feeling of being the one, being self in presence, that's a very welcoming state to your process. It's not being self in presence, sort of walking around in a state of identified with partial selves, keeps us kind of divided, kind of cut off. We stay the same. We stay stuck. But as we move into this state of being bigger, this get bigger state, things start stirring. And there begins to be a larger sense of welcome inside. So let's move to our fifth practice, because the fifth practice is really helpful as we want to bring even more empathy to what's coming. So we're still, these five practices are things you can do pretty quickly in the middle of your day. The fifth one has to do with saying no wonder, really giving a moment of empathy to the feelings that are coming. So no wonder, when you say no wonder, so I'm sensing something in me that's scared, and I'm saying hello to it, and I'm saying to it, no wonder. No wonder. I mean, you have compassion for that scared place in you. You know what it's going through. You know what's bringing up that kind of strong or painful or difficult. And even if you don't know exactly, you know the kind of thing it probably is. So this is you, the larger self, having a kind of compassionate contact with what's inside you. And so as you say, no wonder, maybe everybody give that a try right now. Same thing you've been with till now, just turning toward it and saying, no wonder, no wonder. Feeling, see if you can get that tone of real compassionate empathy. No wonder you'd feel scared. Now, this is the kind of thing you can do not just in the middle of your day, but also in the middle of your night. So, difficulty sleeping because too many emotions are coming, too many thoughts are coming. Try this. Try, I'm sensing something in me that feels like it can't let go of what happened today, letting a gentle hand go there. I'm saying to it, no wonder. No wonder it's having a hard time right now. So that movement of saying no wonder, any of these five practices, you can use any of them separately. You can use all five of them together. The movement of saying no wonder is the one that puts the kind of final deep compassion on that. Now, some of you are noticing, well, this could be just the beginning. There could be a need for a further contact, further listening. If you know focusing already, what you can do is pause in the middle of your day, give yourself this kind of contact with the five practices, and then make a little appointment with yourself. You know, I can feel there's more here than I have time for right now because I have to get back to work, and I'll be with it tonight after dinner. And then keep your promise. So the rest of focusing, as you learn the rest of focusing, as you turn toward it, you're turning toward what's there, there's a further process that ends up with real transformative change, life living forward in the way that it always wanted to. The body organismic process knows what's right, what would be right. You've got the five practices now. And there is a whole e-course, 53 pages, that has these five practices in it with more examples, more stories. It's free, and it's free for you to pass along, pass on, give to other people. You can sign up on our website, focusingresources.com, and you'll start getting the e-course. E-course means it comes in an email. There's five lessons, and so they come on five different days. Tomorrow I'll be sending an email to all of you with a link to getting all five in one document, so you don't even have to wait for them to come in the mail. We can open up the lines for a few more questions, just general questions about what we've been saying here today. Tim, go ahead.
Earlier I said that I had fear and it turned to sadness. And I'm wondering, is it then appropriate to go with the sadness? I mean, if it changes during the course of the practice?
Do you mean that the fear went away?
Well, it didn't quite go away, but it was kind of, sadness became the main feeling, the main emotion at that point.
What I would like to suggest is that you change your language slightly. And instead of using the words fear and sadness, stay with our nice word something. Something in me feels afraid. Something in me feels sad.
Okay.
And maybe that's the same something.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go. Because a person could feel both afraid and sad at the same time. So what you're giving company to is not emotions. What you're giving company to is the something in you that's showing you how it feels. And what happens as you stay with it is that you begin to sense subtlety, your own unique feeling state that can't be described with a single emotion word. And that's so lovely that you had a sense of that. Thank you so much. Jackie, we're back to you. What would you like to say?
This had to do with semantics, but I think you might have already answered it. I'm sensing, and then, you know, I came up with what I was sensing. And then I was thinking something in us or something in you. What should the semantics be? And you just used...
Yeah, something in me. I'm sensing something in me. That's right.
Okay.
That's the place to go. Great.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. Well, this is a lot of richness here, and we like to keep our commitments about time. Lucinda, what would you like to say? Kind of to sum it all up, or what's sitting with you right now at the end?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much to say. It's hard
mm-hmm.
to sum it up in a minute, but I'm just so excited, and I can feel the energy of the people here, and I was so struck with what Elizabeth said on the airplane, that that she was able to just stay with something and not push it away. And I guess to sum up, that was what focusing taught me. I think up until I found focusing, I'd been on the spiritual and personal growth path for all of my life, but I was always trying to push things away. So focusing has really given me the tools to learn how to be with in that lovely way that Elizabeth was on the
airplane. It's a being with
mm-hmm.
that neither pushes nor pulls. It's that being with that lets it be as it is. And when we let how we feel be as it is, it naturally changes. There's no need to be afraid of it. In fact, it even works with pain, with physical pain. When you bring a kind of quality of awareness that doesn't pull or push, that doesn't run with fear, even to physical pain, there's a much faster change. Everything emotional is on its way to change. Well, we're going to thank everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's been great to be with you. So exciting to be with nearly 200 people who are all interested in this powerful process of being with how you are and being able to have your feelings without changing them, but also without being taken over by them. So just pass it along. If you liked any of the skills you learned today, go teach one to somebody else. How about that? That's our message for you today, Lucinda.
Mm-hmm.
That's so wonderful. Let's spread it.
Mm-hmm.
Pass it along.
For everyone
okay.
to have focusing.
Everyone to have focusing. Everyone to have a way of keeping company with how you are instead of pushing ourselves to be other than how we are. All right. Get bigger than what's bugging you. We'll be in touch with the way to have the whole 53-page course and pass it on. And the discount code again, if you're interested in the Level 1 course, Focusing Level 1, focusingresources.com, go to our workshop calendar, pick out a Level 1 course you'd like to take, and if you put in that discount code, GetBigger25, all capital letters, GetBigger25, then click the word apply, and it'll change the total of the course. Take $25 right off the top. So thanks, everybody. You don't have to just use that coupon code yourself. You can pass it on to somebody else who might enjoy it. But it's the first 25 people who use it. So there is a sense, there's some limit in the number of discounts we can give. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye now.